Der Eldoradio Podcast.
Ich bin hier in Essen in der Zeche Zollverein, wo dieses Wochenende die Horror Convention Dark Zone stattfindet. Und einer der Stargäste auf der Horror Convention ist der amerikanische Horrorautor Jack Ketchum. You're often compared to Stephen King, which I think is a great honor, but I think that your styles of writing horror stories aren't comparable, because Stephen King's stories are more with a supernatural component. And I think your stories are more of a psychological horror. How would you describe your horror style?
Stephen King writes mostly supernatural things, and I only have one supernatural book, and that's called She Wakes. I've written a couple of ghost stories, but not many. Most of my things come from real life. What scares me is people and what people do to people. So that's mostly what I write about.
Okay, so the common theme is that you are writing about real-life horror.
Yeah, the horrors of everyday things. What can happen to you when you walk out on the street? What can happen to you when you meet the wrong person in a bar? Or suppose you're brought up in the wrong home? You know, we can't choose our homes.
So that's the kind of thing that you write about in Girl Next Door. It's based on a true story, and do you think that true life stories are more terrifying than fictional stories?
Well, they certainly scare me more. True life scares me more than the supernatural. I'm not really afraid of ghosts and werewolves and things like that. They interest me, and I read them every now and then. I'm still a sucker for a really good supernatural book. That's why I do like Stephen King stuff so much. But yeah, mostly what I write about is what frightens me, and that's how I hope I'll frighten you.
I think it was in your book Off Season where you used this Hitchcock move where you killed one of the main characters in the beginning. Which other directors or artists or authors inspire you?
Well, with Off Season, I stole that originally from Hitchcock and originally from Robert Bloch, who wrote the novel. And I was mentored by Robert Bloch. I knew him from when I was a boy. I started writing to him when I was in high school. And I wrote to him after I wrote that book, and I said, "Hey, I stole the opening from you." And he said, "Oh, that's fine." He read the book and liked it a lot. Well, one film that influenced me a lot was The Texas Chainsaw Massacre and Night of the Living Dead. I also stole from Night of the Living Dead in that book as well. And I actually got a chance to tell George Romero that, and he got a kick out of that as well. But those films were doing things that I wasn't seeing books do. In other words, in those two films in particular, a lot of the films that came out in the late 60s, David Cronenberg's movies, what they were doing is they were showing you the results of violence. Books would tend to cut away from the violence. They wouldn't show you every drop of blood, and they wouldn't talk about the viscera and what happens when people actually die. Even Stephen King, you know, King's books would sort of cut away from the really violent stuff. The innovation, if there was one, with Off Season was that I went right at that. And I showed you every drop of blood, and I hopefully made you feel it as the knife went in. I worked with a doctor on that, and I said, he was a pediatrician, he was a baby doctor, but he consulted on this strange book. And I said, "So if I stab somebody here, how much is he going to bleed?" Oh, he didn't know because he was a baby doctor, but he'd look it up. And so he would tell me what the results would be of gunshot wounds to the head and things like that. So those movies influenced me a lot.
Okay, and your books have a good length to read, about 300 or 400 sides. Would you like to write a book that is longer, like Lord of the Rings or stuff like that?
No. I like to write short. In fact, my favorite form would be the novella, which is neither a short story nor a novel. But they're hard to sell, and they're hard to package. So mostly what I write is short novels. My longest novel is The Lost. And actually, the longest novel to date is going to be the one that's coming out soon in November, and that's called The Secret Life of Souls. That's maybe 350 pages. Mostly I write short, and I like it that way. I like in and out, fast read.
The horror genre is more of a male white genre.
Unfortunately, it is.
Do you think it is only that male can do better horror, or is it not a gender thing?
Women don't tend to write horror, although some have. God knows there's Mary Shelley to start with. But Elizabeth Massey writes really fine horror. P.D. Kasek, who's a female woman, P.D. notwithstanding, she writes very good horror. They're out there, just not that many of them. And I think perhaps it's because of the violence quotient. Boys tend to be more violent than girls just by their, you know, general nature and upbringing, I suppose, together. And so maybe we're more gravitating toward it. However, when I go to conventions like this, I find that there's just as many women looking for my autograph or looking to write a book, or read a book, as there are men. And so maybe that's changing, and maybe it's always been that way, but women are just feeling free to express it.
And I don't know if you heard about it, but in Germany we have this conversation about freedom of mind, freedom of press, freedom of art. And what do you think? What does freedom of mind mean to you? And what do you think about censorship?
I have no use for censorship at all. I don't think anything should be censored. If you're going to censor, it should be yourself censoring yourself, saying, I don't want to say this or I don't want to do that. Censorship from outside, it's just wrong. I don't see any reason for it. In a thoughtful society, censorship has no place. We should all be free to think and say what we want.
But one of your books, I think it was Off Season, was also censored. In Germany, I think. What do you
censored
say about it?
In the United States, yeah. And with Off Season, I did a lot of negotiating on that because of the violence in it. And nobody had ever seen a book quite that violent before, I don't think. So I had to take one of the lead characters, who I kill off at the end of the book originally, and they made me let the guy live. That was what I stole from George Romero, because at the end my hero is killed in Off Season, and that was of course the end of Night of the Living Dead. It was my first novel, and I said, anything you want, I'll do it. I hate doing it, but I'll do it. And then when it got reprinted, I restored the original ending. And that's what the ending is now.
So what are your plans for your next book?
I just finished another one with Lucky McKee. It's The Secret Life of Souls. And right now I'm thinking about doing another screenplay with him, so I'm not thinking about another novel exactly. I've got a couple of short stories I'm contracted to write, so that's when I go back home, that's what I'll be working on.
So thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you very much.
Radio zum Mitnehmen. Den Eldoradio Podcast findest du im Netz unter eldoradio.de.